We encourage young people in the rising generation to see their own potential to build great spiritual strength.
Truly, my dear young friends, you are a chosen generation. I hope you will never forget it. I hope you will never take it for granted.
It is not by chance that you have been reserved to come to earth in this last dispensation of the fullness of times. Your birth has been foreordained in the eternities. You are youth of a noble birthright.
Thank you for joining us today on For the Youth on the Mormon Channel, the media channel of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm Max Strong.
And I'm Matt Bardsley.
And today we will be discussing the power of music. I grew up playing the piano. That was my instrument. That was what I was famous for in my family. And that's what I thought I would just stick with and become good at. Well, my plans started to change when my brother Austin started playing the guitar, just like my dad. And what made it even better for Austin is that he would play for girls, and they would be impressed, and I would see how they would be impressed, and it made me want to impress them in the same way. So I decided I was going to pick up the guitar. So in about sixth grade, I picked it up, started learning basic things. And then in seventh grade, I started to try to sing at the same time. That, as you'll come to find out, that didn't go over very well. But eighth grade, that's when I started to really like girls and try to impress them. So I picked up my guitar. I practiced for many, many hours. And then I went into my mom and dad and said, "Will you please be an honest critic for me and tell me how I really sound? Just let me have it." So I walked in, and one thing that you must know about my mom, she's not a very good liar. So we sit down in the room, my mom and dad on their bed. So I start playing my romantic song. And I'm singing it, and you can see the emotion on my face. I'm thinking of that cute girl that I want to impress. And then all of a sudden, my mom starts going like this. And she kind of nudged my dad, kind of like, are you hearing the same thing I'm hearing? So I stopped and I said, I'm off key, aren't I? And my mom just kind of, she was still biting her finger and she said, yeah. And at that point I decided I need to go back to the drawing board. Now, I learned a lot from this experience. I learned that it takes work to develop a talent. I learned that my mom is a really, really bad liar. I learned that tone-deaf people sound really funny when they sing romantic songs. But most of all, I learned something about the power of music. I learned that music has the power to do at least two things. First, music can affect our emotions. Whether it was my brother trying to impress his two or three cute girlfriends, and they did like him, so he succeeded where I failed, or when I made my mom and dad a little uncomfortable, in both cases, music had the power to affect the hearts and emotions of not only the singer, but the listener. The second thing I learned about music is that it has the power to reflect what a person is on the inside. Music can give us a glimpse of what kind of person we are, what desires we have, or our demeanor. At the time I wanted to learn the guitar, what was my motivation? I was a young man wanting to impress girls. Immediately, that helps you to know something about who I was and what my priorities were. Music's power to affect and reflect are pervasive in almost all aspects of our lives. Whether we're getting ready to go on a date, getting ready for a big game, or preparing ourselves to partake of the sacrament, the music we listen to is a crucial part of our experience. Let's begin today by focusing on the power music has to affect us.
What we watch and listen to, it really affects what we do and what we feel and how we think. Are there songs that make you want to get up and dance? Are there songs that make you feel certain ways? Now take a listen to just a couple songs. And if you would pay attention to how they affect you, what thoughts or what memories come to mind? What do they make you want to do? How do they make you feel? Happened as you listened to those songs? Did you find yourself remembering primary? Did you smile? Did you do the actions as you listened? As you listened to those songs, these thoughts, these feelings, and these actions automatically jumped into your head. You didn't choose them, you didn't create them, but they came nonetheless. Music carries with it an intrinsic power to affect what we think, what we feel, and what we do.
Father in heaven knew how powerful music would be. He knew that music would be able to affect our emotions for good or for bad. He knew that Satan would try to use that power in a way opposite to Heavenly Father's great plan of happiness. So he's taught us in his Holy Scriptures some principles about the power of music. In Doctrine and Covenants, section 25, verse 12 and 13. It reads, "For my soul delighteth in the song of the heart. Yea, the song of the righteous is a prayer unto me, and it shall be answered with a blessing upon their heads. Wherefore, lift up thy heart and rejoice."
Hey, Mac, there's another one in Psalms, chapter 33. Can I share that one?
Go for it.
Psalms chapter 33, verses 1 through 3 says, "Rejoice in the Lord, O ye righteous, for praise is comely for the upright. Praise the Lord with harp. Sing unto him with psaltery and an instrument of 10 strings. Sing unto him a new song. Play skillfully with a loud noise."
If you go to Psalms chapter 40, verse 3, it says, "And he hath put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. Many shall see it and fear and shall trust in the Lord."
As long as we're staying in the Old Testament, can I steal them back from you?
Sure.
There's a scripture in 1 Chronicles chapter 16 that kind of shares the same theme. 1 Chronicles chapter 16, verse 9. "Sing unto him, sing psalms unto him, talk ye of all his wondrous works."
You know, all of these scriptures are kind of following a pattern. It reminds me of one more in the Doctrine and Covenants, section 136. 136, verse 28, and it says, "If thou art merry, praising the Lord with singing and music, with dance, and with a prayer of praise and thanksgiving." I love worshiping a Heavenly Father who loves good music. I know that Heavenly Father gives us music as a gift because he loves us also.
Mac, I know that Heavenly Father loves music, and he understands the power that it has. Take, for instance, the story of Jesus' birth. We know that he was born in a humble manger in the town of Bethlehem. We know that his mother Mary was a virgin, and that there was no room for them in the inn, and so a stable had to suffice. In the book of Luke in the New Testament, the very next part of the story of Jesus' birth has to do with the power of music. Now, if you remember, the shepherds were abiding in their fields and they were watching their sheep when suddenly an angel appeared and announced that the Savior had been born. But one angel wasn't enough. Suddenly, the scriptures say, an angelic choir appeared and sang the very, very first Christmas carol. In fact, in the hymn, "Angels We Have Heard on High," we learn that not only the angels sang, but the shepherds joined in as well. And at such an amazing event, the mountains added their voices to the choir as well. The song must have been amazing, not only because of how beautiful it was, and I'm sure it was, but because of the power it had to make the shepherds leave their livelihood, leave their sheep in the middle of the night to go in search of a brand new baby. Music is that powerful. I pictured it sounding beautiful and glorious and amazing, something like this. Brothers and sisters, what if instead of the angel song sounding like that, beautiful and melodic and gorgeous, what if it had sounded something more like this? ¶¶ Do you think that they still would have gone if the music had been different? Did you feel the change in that version versus the first version? Would that second version have called the shepherds into action and moved them and made them go find the Christ child? Brothers and sisters, I testify to you that music really changes how we feel. It changes how we think, and it affects and motivates what we do.
Now, we know that there are two major holidays we celebrate with music. Christmas music, which might already be driving you crazy since they started right after Halloween, but also Easter music. We sing songs like He is Risen, Christ the Lord is Risen Today. We sing songs that help us to rejoice in the resurrection. But did you notice we also sing songs about what happened right before our Lord was resurrected? Though we rejoice in the deliverance from sin, music about the Savior's suffering has a different tone and feel than those of his birth and resurrection. We have many sacrament hymns in our hymn book which are much more solemn and serious. We sing them every week. We do so because the Lord knows that reverent music can humble our hearts, even to help us to remember what he did and prepare our hearts to take upon ourselves his name. Even when the Savior, when he was approaching his last day as a mortal on earth, and the suffering in the garden and on the cross, used music to prepare himself and his apostles for what would happen. Let's read a few verses in Matthew 26, 26 through 30. I'll grab my scriptures. Will you listen for what the Savior knew was coming and then what he chose to do to prepare? And as they were eating, Jesus took bread and blessed it and broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body." And he took the cup and he gave thanks and he gave it to them saying, "Drink, drink ye all of it. For this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remission of sins. But I say unto you, I will not drink henceforth of this fruit of the vine until that day when I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom." And when they had sung a hymn, they went out into the Mount of Olives.
As now we take the sacrament, our thoughts are turned to thee. Thou Son of God, who lived for us, then died on Calvary, we contemplate thy life. Grace, thy boundless charity. To us the gift of life was given for all eternity. Now pledged to do thy work, we take the sacrament. As now we praise thy name with song, blessings of this day. And silently we pray for courage to accept thy will, to listen and obey. We love thee, Lord, our hearts are full. We'll walk thy choice.
We know that which followed, and we testify that the sacred music we sing and listen to will give us strength to accomplish our missions in this life, just as music gave the Savior to accomplish his.
We've already talked about how music has the power to affect our lives, how it has the power to change what we do and what we think and what we feel. But music also has the power to reflect who we are to the world, to say to the world, this is who I am. When I was in high school, I had an opportunity to sing in a lot of choirs, and I enjoyed it, and me and my friends would sing together and really loved our time there. But in one of the choirs that I sang in, the choir director brought out a song that had some inappropriate language in it, and I didn't know what I was supposed to do. I was in the choir. I had to sing the parts, but I didn't want to say the inappropriate things or sing the inappropriate things. Luckily, I had a friend in the class, and we got to help each other, and so I would turn to him, and he would turn to me, and when we were supposed to say the inappropriate thing in the music, we would just stare at each other and not say anything and then continue on with the rest of the song. And we caught a lot of flack for that. A lot of people in the choir looked at us like we were weird because we wouldn't just say a couple simple words. But in refusing to sing those words, my friend and I were able to tell this choir, our choir director, and everyone we sang it for who we were. We made covenants with God, and we weren't going to go back on those covenants just because of a song. We got to reflect ourselves to the world.
You know, Matt, that reminds me of a story that something happened to me when I was in high school. When I was in high school, there was this cute girl named Jackie. That's not really her name, but she was awesome. And we would hang out, and we were at a game one day. And as we were joking around, she kind of said something inappropriate. And I, at that point, I knew I had to make a decision. I had to either laugh or shrug it off or react in some way. And luckily, she had known my family beforehand. She knew my brothers and sisters, my mom and dad. And so I knew I could be kind of upfront with her. And I said, Jackie, I'm not like that. And her answer still kind of shocks me to this day. It is very powerful. She said, I know, you're strong. I knew at that moment, and I was very grateful, that my brothers and sisters had shown her who we were as a family. Music has that same power. When we listen to something, if I went to a friend's house and they were listening to certain music, and they would know, oh, Mac will not listen to this. It is not who he is.
So, brothers and sisters, we want to give you a challenge. Our challenge has to do with not the power of music to affect what you do, but who you reflect to the world about who you are. Now, most of you, we're sure, have MP3 players or iPods that you have lots of music on. And you probably listen to it a lot. And your seminary teacher probably gets mad at you for listening to it so much, if I'm right, right? Our challenge for you is to take a look at the music that is on your MP3 player or on your iPod and ask yourself, what is this song reflecting about me to the world? What if you had to show your iPod to President Monson? Would you be embarrassed by some of the music that is on there? What if you had to show your iPod to your bishop before receiving a temple recommend? What you are is reflected to the world by what we listen to. Brothers and sisters, we challenge you to go through your iPods and your MP3 players and delete those things now that don't reflect who you really are as a child of God. I testify that music is powerful, not only to change what we do, but to show who we are to the world.
I just want to add my witness as well, add to Matt's testimony. Music has played such a huge role in my life, with my parents, my brothers and sisters, singing together. And there is a power that comes with listening to good music. And it has the power to reflect and to affect what we feel in our hearts. And we leave that testimony in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. For listening to For the Youth on the Mormon Channel, the media channel of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm Max Strong, and this is Matt Bardsley. To download this episode, visit our website at mormonchannel.org. Thanks for listening.